It's a bit gloomy in here. The light levels are either very low or very theatrical. Whoa, hello. We're in the retrospective of the French artist Annette Messager at London's Hayward Gallery. And I've just come in through a doorway and there's a big brown animal being dragged around on the floor in front of me. And if we keep walking, we can catch up with it. It looks like a cow. Well, actually, what it looks like is a sort of felt or velvety sack or a kid's toy, but quite big. And ooh, it's turning a corner now. And it's being dragged around the perimeter of a space which is full of creatures. There's another cow there whose bum keeps going up and down, as if it's humping the ground. I think it's a mad cow, and the more I look, the more of them there are. Expired ex-cows. Some just laying there, utterly inert. Others twitching slightly, or with other creatures on top of them. This one's just a pair of legs, like an old teddy bear toy's feet, and a rather grim-looking head. I can't tell what species it is, but that's children's toys for you. And over there in the corner, oh, I nearly trod on the cow again. It comes around for another circuit. What a life, eh? Here's a sort of conglomeration of limbs going boingy, 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 up and down. And it's suspended, as are a lot of the things in this room, from bungee, elasticated string or ropes. Oh, it's stopped now. It was doing a sort of little dance, this sort of rather octopus-like creature with human hands and daft feet. Some of them are too many feet, and some of them are wearing little children's booties, which is somehow tragic. And it's not doing its boingy, boingy, boingy thing now. It's sort of slowly rising off the floor. And, ooh, just in front of me, a human being or something like it, made out of what looks like foam rubber, all that's been sewn into old stockings or something. And it's, this one is definitely, what shall we say? Let's be discreet. Humping a corpse is what I think it's doing. And there are more acts of peculiar coition going on above me. A gigantic human-cum-rabbit with three people in tandem slung off its back. But still, with all that extra weight on, it's managing to go up towards the ceiling. And next to it, as it goes up, down comes another creature, upside down, which is totally penetrated by sharpened pencils. It's a sort of cacti person whose spikes are coloured pencils, descending on one, held up by one foot. It's a weird circus. There are skeletons with, oh, poor little tigery heads, skeleton with a tiger's head, going up, going down. The ribcage looks more like sausages, really. And there are some spooky things and some very funny things and some dirty, sexy things happening everywhere. It's all looking a bit raddled and moth-eaten, which is fun in a peculiar childish kind of way. Kids like this sort of thing, don't they? They love the obscene. Children know perfectly well that there are things that go on out of sight and out of mind, and it makes them laugh. Bottoms. Bottoms up. Bottoms down. This one's, if that's sex, I don't want to have any of it. There comes the big brown cow again. Not a cow. Poor cow. Poor cow. Being dragged around all day long. And all this is a work called Articulated Disarticulated. Articulés Disarticulés. 2001, 2002. By Messager. She says of these figures that they're something between robots, puppets and dolls. And this work was made literally in the wake of the mad cow disease. And she sees, it says here on the wall panels, she sees the movement of the humans, animals and fabric shapes as ironical and pitiful. They're like us, poor, pathetic human animals. So all of this really is the human comedy played out on strings like puppets. And Messager, of course, is the puppet master of this absurd comedy of errors. There's another. Some of these creatures look more undersea than terrestrial. There's gigantic hands, octopusy kind of things, with great sack-like bodies, which are quite disgusting. Well, you say, I can get quite enough of this sort of thing at home. I don't need to go to an art gallery for this. But it's very rumbustious, and it's good fun, in a macabre and horrid kind of way. These dolls make me think of the later work of Louise Bourgeois, who's also interested in a similar kind of territory. But there's a way in which Messager's work, however, whatever an evil streak it's got, that it's got this sense of fun and humour in it that is sometimes missing from Bourgeois's horribly mutilated little dolls. These are, what can I say, it's a circus. It's a circus not unlike the one that you and I are all in one way or another involved in. But I'm jolly glad I'm out here on the other side of the barrier and not going up or down in there with these creatures. There's a big, very feminine-looking one that's hanging high up on the ceiling. Instead of a head, she's got a pair of hands. Her breasts seem to be... Are they breasts? There seem to be three of them. There is absolutely no regard for the niceties of human or even animal anatomy. The things in here are like creatures, but then again they're not. In exactly the same way that children will concoct and morph and butcher their own soft toys, all in the name of some private game they're playing, so Messager does the same. I do keep coming back to a trapeze artist who's high above me, this orange articulated creature, a sad humanoid in a sort of lurid but slightly unpleasant orange material, who is twirling about the trapeze as though they're having some kind of a fit. It's painful to watch. There goes the head around again, the arms and legs, they kind of fall, and it's kind of hammy, really. Other works in this exhibition, which I must say do bring the kids, because they're going to love it, I think. In other pieces, she's got real dead birds that are all wearing crocheted bits of clothing. And other birds, stuffed birds, whose heads have been replaced, and sometimes other parts of their bodies, by fanciful, homemade, knitted heads. All rather tragic, in a way, but without any of that truly grim kind of abjection that one meets so often in art. And all this kind of movement and activity, some of it organised by motors and weights and these kind of bungee cords. Other pieces are including a rather wonderful sea with real waves, except the waves are all red satin and silk. That's all articulated by compressed air, which is exactly what I feel I am in here. I feel that I'm inflated by all my compressed air, and it's all coming out and being wafted to you by the miracle of technology. Feeling a bit deflated myself now. I think I've run my course and I shall be slipping under the wire, like some kind of decrepit limbo dancer, to join these terrible, funny, ratty-looking things. I wish sometimes I was quite as sprightly as some of these are. They're really going for it now, swaying about. There's another creature that looks like it's from somewhere between Dr. Hammer's House of Horrors and Tales of the Riverbank. I like this kind of thing. Is it serious art? Well, it's as serious as it needs to be. It's fun. It's accessible. It's got a morbid side. It reminds us of our own childish, infantile instincts. And at the same time, it's very sophisticated. Yes, I think I could stay here for a while. I think I'll stop eating beef, though, for a bit after this.